You're listening to the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for tuning in to the newest episode of the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast. I'm your host, Andy Soker. This episode is being released on July 4th, 2024. And this week we're talking about a new mandate that will require the Bible to be taught in public school classrooms in Oklahoma. For years, we have heard of the Bible, of prayer, and anything pertaining to religion disappearing from the public sphere in this country, and this seems to be an effort to reverse that trend. Well, is this a good thing? We'll consider that in our episode today. For links to the story we're talking about and other related materials, check out the show notes for this episode at plainbibleteaching.com/podcast/070424. Now for our discussion this week. Oklahoma will require Bibles in public school classrooms because it's one of the most foundational documents to America. From FaithWire, Oklahoma officials announced Thursday the state is requiring a copy of the Bible to be in every public school classroom beginning immediately, according to the Oklahoman. Adherence to this mandate is compulsory, said Ryan Walters, superintendent of the Oklahoma State Schools. Further instructions for monitoring and reporting on this implementation for the 2024 and 25 school year will be forthcoming. Immediate and strict compliance is expected. During a press conference, Walters described the Bible as a necessary historical document to teach our kids about the history of this country, to have a complete understanding of Western civilization, and to have an understanding of the basis of our legal system. He went on to say the Holy Book is one of the most foundational documents used for the Constitution and the birth of our country. So this is certainly an interesting story, and I want to discuss a few points from it here today. First, there's this question of the separation of church and state. We hear that phrase a lot, separation of church and state. However, that phrase is not in the U.S. Constitution, though the way some people talk about it, you might think that it is. The closest there is to it in the Constitution is the First Amendment, and this is what the First Amendment says. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or of abridging the freedom of speech, or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble, and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Now, in terms of religion, this means that there shall be no state-sponsored churches, but also no prohibition against someone practicing his own religion. But it does not mean that any expression of faith should be separated from public life. We have the freedom of religion, not freedom from religion. Now, is this mandate to teach the Bible in public schools a violation of this? Well, a few things to consider. Number one, it does not infringe on anyone's freedom to worship or not worship as they see fit. It also does not establish a particular denomination, or even Christianity in general, as the official religion of the state. From what I understand, they are not going to be promoting Bible doctrine. They are not evangelizing. They are simply discussing the Bible for its historical significance. Which brings us to our next point, the idea of the Bible as a historical document. I don't know how anyone can argue against the idea that the Bible played a significant role in establishing and shaping our nation. Many of the so-called founding fathers took their ideas from the Bible. Those who fought for the abolition of slavery, not just during the Civil War, but in discussions long before that, were using the Bible for their guiding principles. The Civil Rights Movement drew inspiration from the Bible. Now, someone could argue that the founders and others maybe misunderstood, misapplied, or failed to practice some of the teachings and principles of the Scripture. That may be true, but that's beside the point. It cannot be denied that the Bible, as a historical document, played a significant role in shaping this country. That naturally leads to the question about whether the United States is or ever was a so-called Christian nation. The United States may have been founded upon biblical principles, but that does not make it a Christian nation. There's no such thing as a Christian nation. In the Old Testament, the nation of Israel was God's chosen people. Deuteronomy 7, verse 6 says, "For you are a holy people to the Lord your God. The Lord your God has chosen you to be a people for his own possession out of all the people who are on the face of the earth." Yet the Old Testament also contains prophecies about a new kingdom that would be established. As Daniel explained Nebuchadnezzar's dream, he said, "In the days of those kings, the God of heaven will set up a kingdom which will never be destroyed. And that kingdom will not be left for another people. It will crush and put an end to all these kingdoms, but it itself will endure forever." So there was a new kingdom that was coming. Not like the nation of Israel that was God's chosen people in the Old Testament. A new one was coming. Well, what is that new kingdom? It is the church. Jesus said in Matthew 16, "I also say to you that you are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not overpower it. And I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And whatever you bind on earth shall have been bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth shall have been loosed in heaven." In that passage, Jesus used the terms church and kingdom interchangeably. In writing to Christians, Peter said, "You are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for God's own possession, so that you may proclaim the excellencies of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light." This holy nation would be made up of people from every earthly nation. When Peter spoke to the household of Cornelius, who was a Gentile, he said, "I most certainly understand now that God is not one to show partiality, but in every nation, the man who fears him and does what is right is welcome to him." Before his crucifixion, Jesus told Pilate that his kingdom was not of this world. There may be benefits that come from being a citizen of a country that was founded upon biblical principles, but that does not mean that it is a Christian nation, and we should not think of it that way. And finally, a warning. Be careful what you wish for. If public school teachers are teaching the Bible as a historical document, are they going to be teaching that that's all that it is? If so, we run the risk of children learning that the Bible is simply a collection of worldly wisdom, that it's valuable, but it's not inspired. But if they're not teaching that it's just a historical document, then what are they going to be teaching? Are they going to be speaking as the oracles of God, as 1 Peter 4:11 says? Or are they going to be twisting the scriptures, as Peter warned about in 2 Peter 3:16, and by doing so, lead students away from the truth? In either case, if you are a Christian and a parent and are sending your children to a public school, you need to be aware of what your children are being taught. Now, this is a reminder that we always need. When we think about the promotion of humanistic theories like evolution, the pro-LGBTQ propaganda that is rampant throughout public school systems throughout the country, you need to be aware about what your children are learning. But if schools are teaching the Bible as purely a historical document, then you need to be teaching and reminding your kids that it's more than that, that it is the inspired Word of God. And if the public schools are teaching the Bible not just as a historical document, but they're teaching from a doctrinal perspective, then you may need to counteract some false teaching that is going to be promoted in the classroom. Many religious people think that teaching the Bible in the classroom or putting prayer back in public schools is unquestionably good. But do you want some government-selected instructor teaching the Bible to your children? Do you want some government-approved religious leader leading your children in prayers? What is the track record of government-selected or government-appointed or government-approved anything? Maybe instead of asking if the Bible belongs in public schools, Christians need to be asking if our children belong in public schools? I won't answer that question for you, but I encourage you to think about it. So in summary, public schools may decide, like they did in Oklahoma, to teach the Bible as a historical document. And there may be some positives with that, especially in terms of accurately representing the history of this country and the influence that the Bible had in it. Yet as parents, we need to make sure that our children know that the Bible is more than just a historical document. And it is our responsibility, not the responsibility of the public school system, to bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. Well, that's all for this week. Thank you for listening to the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast. I hope you found this discussion to be helpful. For links to the story we talked about and some other related materials, visit the show notes for this episode at plainbibleteaching.com/podcast/07-04-24. If you have a moment to rate and review the podcast or share it with others who'd be interested, that is always appreciated. And if you're listening to this, remember that we also upload video versions of the podcast to the Plain Bible Teaching YouTube channel. So if you prefer to watch this on video, that option is there for you. And if you are watching this on YouTube, please like this video and subscribe to the channel so you can see the other videos we post here from time to time. And if you see a news story or have some topic that you think would make for a good discussion, send that to me at andy@plainbibleteaching.com. Thanks again for listening, and I hope to talk to you again next week.
Thank you for listening to the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it with others. Also, be sure to sign up for the Plain Bible Teaching Weekly Newsletter. This free newsletter will be delivered to your inbox each Friday with articles, podcasts, videos, sermon outlines, and more. Visit plainbibleteaching.com to subscribe today.